It's Ace of Base on Nova 103.5, Lucky in Love, 13 na 12, Karleen, wat saam met jou kuier, hoe gaan we vandag met jou, alles oké, okay, jou kuier? Ek hoop so. So ons allemaal, Nankuse, it's a legendary name in Namibia, but do you even know what it means? Ek het vir Marlies hier by my, hallo Marlies, is Marlies van Vier en van Nankuse, hoe gaan we vandag?
Goeiemiddag, gaan goed, dankie.
Maar die sê gou vinnig my, ek het nog nooit geweet nie en ek is baie nieuwsgierig. Wat het precies beteken, Nankuse?
So, dit is Nankuse en Nankuse beteken God kyk na ons, hy beskerm jou. Dit was veronderstel om te wees Nankuseka, maar ons het besluit een klap in die naam is klaar genoeg, anders gaan ons hom vir heeltemal verinne weer.
En hoe dit begin?
Weet jy, ons het in 2003 het ons patiënt, klein San Boesman dochterkie, by my male op harnas by die stoep gekry, want ek praat Zoomswa, ek praat Boesman, en my man is een dokter, Rudy, nie vir dieren nie, vir mense. En as gevolg van dit het die boodskap vinnig versprei in die area, dat daar dokter is en iemand wat kan tolk, so elke naweek is ons van my ouers gaan kuier het of plaas toe gegaan het, het ons soveel as moontlik mense gesien uit die boks uit of somme uit my maas en medisynekas uit. En die een spesifieke dag het ons een ou klein dochtertje gesien en sy was geswel, as ek kon nie haar oogies oopmaak en sy was al reeds as sy nie meer by ons is nie.
Shame, hoe oud was sy?
Jong, sy was 3, maar sy was die gewig van 'n 1-jarige kind.
Jo.
En ons het daar ingejaag Gobabis toe en in Gobabis is sy nog voordat enige iemand daar gesien het in die ry van die waar ons gesit het, is sy oorlede.
Ach,
en dit was in 2000 en toe ons besluit ons gaan met 'n media campaign begin en op daai stadium is Namibia wêreldbeker toe vir rugby en cricket. En ons het 'n klein artikeltjie in die koerant gesit om te sê as mense wil kan hulle borg vir punte, wat as Namibia 3 druk, kan hulle, nie weet, amper geld daarop sit, en as hulle wicket vat, dan kan Namibia, of mense, of besighede, kan dan nou geld daarop sit. En toe het daar een toerist het gelees, Jan Verburg, en hulle was in Namibia op daai stadium, en hy het gesê, hy wil betrokke raak, ek moet hom soen toe vat, en ek het hom kliniek toe gevat. Dit is nou in die epikiro, so 30 kilo's van harnas af. En daarna het hy gesê, maar ons moet iets doen. Mense kan nie doodgaan van honger nie, want sy is as gevolg van ondervoeding, is sy oorlede. En dit was in 2000. En toe het ons geld ingesamel, hy het geld gegee vir 'n kliniek, 'n gebouw. 'N jaar later het hy teruggekom en hy het nog geld gegee en hy het gesê, wat kan ons nou doen? Ons het gesê, kan ons asseblief 'n verpleegster aanstel? En dat ons nie net elke naweek mense sien nie, maar dat daar iemand is wat die hele tyd na hulle kan kyk. En Anna Darius het daar begin werk, en sister Anna is eindelijk een afgetrede sister, wat in 2003 begin het, en sy is nog steeds daar, sy is soos ons Mother Teresa op die oomblik, en dit het nou net begin eskaleer van daar af, die kliniek het officieel geopen in 2003, en hy bestaan nog steeds, ons sien so 9,500 patiënte plus minus 'n jaar.
Sure.
Ja, en dan ry ons 8,500 kilo's 'n maand, wat ons heen en weer ry, wat ons patiënte sien, met die ambulance wat ook geborg is, met die staatssister of verpleegster wat langsaan is. So dis waar het begin het. Dit het nie met diere begin nie, dit het begin as gevolg van 'n klein dochterkie, wat gesterf het, en soos die Engelsman, sy het nie, she didn't die in vain. Sy het die Nankuse droom begin, en van daar af het ons besluit, ons moet werk skep vir daai gemeenskap, en dis hoekom ons die naam gehou het van ons kliniek.
Absolutely. This is, it's incredible the work that happens here. I'm talking to Marlies van Vieren. We're quickly going back to the news. We'll continue this conversation. If you've got any questions, you're welcome to send us a message via Telegram 083-000-1035.
Future Media News. It's the silence in
your voice. It's Nova 103.5 in Decent Obsession with Kiss Me. Ek kan nie dink of enige ander plek op aarde waar jy hierdie liedjie vandag en Namibia op die radio gaan hoor nie, behalwe hier. 24 minute na 12, Karleen wat saam met jou kuier. And I have got really special guests in the studio, Marlies van Vieren and Colette Massieu. They are from, okay, I'm going to try and say this now. Marlies het omtrent 3.5 uur spandeer om my te probeer leer om hierdie naam reg te sê. Nankuse. Am I doing it right, ladies?
It's a very, very good attempt. I've been with Nankuse for 8 years and I still don't get the click right. So, Khalim, well done. Well done.
Nankuse. Okay, so we spoke about what Nankuse means. God kyk na ons. And we've spoken about how it started. Jo, daai story was nou vir my baie eina. Dit is 'n eina storie oor die dogtertjie wat oorlede is, wat siek was en hoe dit begin het. Now, what is Nankuse's long-term goal? Am I saying it right now?
Nankuse.
What is the long-term goal?
So the long-term goal for Nankuse would be that we want to put more land under protection for conservation, like Tembila, Noora's Kanon. So ideally would be that we have more land intact where we can release problem animals, free roaming, self-sustainable, and put a tourism leg to it that can get the funding going.
And how many... Here we go again. Nankuse properties do you have now?
We have 8 in total. I know that is a lot, comprising that 98,000 hectares. Let's start in Windhoek. We've got a wonderful boutique hotel, Nankuse Utopia. Then a luxury-style backpackers, the Travellers Inn, and that's all in Klein Windhoek. And then going out more towards Cups Farm, that area, Midgard, Nankuse Lodge and Wildlife Sanctuary itself. See, I don't do the click either. I will practice my lease. And then if you head down south, the first place you'll get to is Noiras Wine and Wildlife Estate, one of the driest vineyards in the world and a desert oasis. We're very proud of that one. My personal favorite is way down south, Kainan Desert Retreat. It's 35,000 hectares of the most breathtaking locations. Fences removed, predators moving back in, game species migrating back in. It's absolutely phenomenal. And then if we head more northwest, we're looking at the Tembila Nature Reserve by Nankuse, which is 33,000 hectares. We call it our place of second chances.
Oh, wow.
And then towards the east, we have the Harnas Guest Farm and Wildlife Foundation, our newest addition. And just 30 k's from there, we have another site, our Lifeline Clinic, that Marlies explained the origins of. That doesn't have a lodge itself. The others are also tourism-based. But the Lifeline Clinic is really there for the sun communities of Omaheke.
And why do you feel it's important that Namibians know about the collection?
Well, in my opinion, Nankuse is a very unique concept because a lot of other lodges in Namibia began as an ecotourism destination for guests. And then after a few years or however long, decided, okay, we're doing well, let's perhaps support a charity. Nankuse was completely the opposite, completely the reverse. The charity, the foundation began first, and then the lodges were established. The ecotourism was promoted to support the various charities. And that's why the lodges are so important, why the ecotourism collection is the lifeblood, really, as well as a volunteer program for all the humanitarian wildlife conservation efforts of Nankuse, which are plenty.
So if I book in as a tourist, do I know then that I am contributing to something good?
Well, we do try to make that very, very clear. Nowadays, the world is all into responsible travel, ethical travel, etc. So we make it as clear as possible, and that's why we love being here today, so that Namibians can also know that every time they go there, every activity they book, every night they spend, every glass of Noiras wine they drink, which is the best, of course, go Noiras, and even every cup of coffee they buy at our Rooster & Co. restaurant, a portion of that goes to various conservation projects. If you buy a cappuccino at Rooster & Co. today, $5 will go to the Nankuse Anti-Poaching Unit.
And speaking of conservation of animals, how many animals have been saved to date?
So to date, we're working with 45 farmers, but up to date it's around about 500 animals that we've been working with. But it has changed over the years lately because we don't get phone calls in as we've normally got on conflict because there's outdated legislation that makes it very difficult for us to help farmers and for farmers to keep the animals alive.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Why is it difficult?
So we've started a new campaign that's going to be our main focus for the year. Until we actually finish it and we change it. And it is justice for animals. Mm-hmm. We got people involved, really important people like Runel. She's an advocate in Namibia. Sune, these lawyers, these amazing people that now helps us. But it's laws and legislations that are outdated. We are working on an Animal Protecting Act that is from 1962. And it, just to make it very simple, if you can take your dog and a stick and whack it to death, and you can maybe get a fine of $200 Namibian, and that's it. But if you pick up an animal and you that's maybe hit by a car, a wild animal, and you take it to the vet, you need a transport permit. If you don't have a transport permit, you can go to jail.
En wag. Verstaan ek nou reg? As ek sien maar ek ry tussen Winterkoninga aan ja, en ek sien 'n bokkie of iets wat daar lê en ek kan sien hy lewe nog maar is eina. Mag ek hom nie in my kar laai na veearts toe vat nie?
Dit is presies die twee wetgewings praat nie met mekaar nie. So jou dierebeskermingswet praat nie met die wat ons as welfare moet doen nie. So jou reg as 'n Namibier is doen eers goed. So ons probeer die wetgewing verander dat dit reg tot lewe is heel eerste.
Vir die dier se reg tot lewe.
Dan kom ek met 'n vervoerpermit kry. Maar dit moet kom nadat hy by die veearts was.
Ja.
Dan kyk jy, okay, wat is die tweede opsie? Gaan hierdie dier nou na 'n park toe? Waar gaan hy vrygelaat toe? Of gaan hy na 'n rehabilitasiesentrum toe? En waantoe, jy weet, wat is die toekoms van die dier? Maar heel eerste is eerste opsie, die dier moet lewe.
Ja, kan ons hom met eers help?
Ja, nie doodgaan of jy moet nou nog in die hok sit, want ek het nog geen permit nie.
Ach nee man.
So ek dink, op die oomblik maak dit die, as ek 'n boer is, sal ek bang wees om te skakel, want waar gaan ek? Bel ek van ek hoe sê, kan, moet ek 'n permit hê. So nou moet ek eers MEFT bel, die ministerie bel om 'n transport permit te kry, of die rede hoekom het ek hierdie dier gevang. Dan moet hulle uitkom, as dit nie 'n publieke vakansiedag is nie, of dis dalk 'n naweek, of ek kry dalk nie iemand op die telefoon nie, terwyl in daai hele tyd met daai dier in hok sit.
En in pyn.
En in pyn, of hy breek sy tande af.
Mm-mm.
Jy weet, so jy het soveel aspekte wat daar in betrokke is, en dit vir ons is dit, die wetgewing moet hierdie diere beskerm.
So wat sal julle graag wil sien moet gebeur met die verandering van wetgewing?
In my humble opinion, or maybe not so humble opinion in a case like this, because I do feel so strongly about it, currently the outdated laws from 1962 and 1975, they actually view animals as property, as items, physical things.
An object.
An object, exactly. And animals are sentient beings. They're capable of feeling pain, emotion, feelings. They're not a basic object.
No, they're not.
And because it is the way at the moment, the way it is, the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism, MEFT, is able to really act unreasonably and unlawfully towards organizations such as the Nakuse Foundation, REST, which is the Rare Endangered Species Trust, and any other conservation organization in Namibia, because they're sticking to laws that no longer make any sense.
I mean, even in the UK, I think it was last year sometime, where the UK changed their legislation acknowledging animals as sentient beings. So what's the matter with us over here?
And it's been almost 60 years, you know, since 1962. These laws are 60 years old. Well, I was stuck in the 60s, I really don't know. And in my humble opinion, or not so humble opinion once again, I think it's quite tragic that we even have to drive a campaign like this. I mean, to me, if you're working in a ministry, especially dealing with wildlife and conservation, it should be logical. It should be a norm. It should be your passion. It should be what you want to do. You wouldn't need public pressure to change something that is so outdated.
Colette Massier for new Minister of Environment and Tourism. I love to see the passion that you ladies have for what you do. It's important. I mean, we all have a purpose here in life, and you guys are clearly following yours. With the Justice for Animals campaign, is there any way that anyone can get involved?
So, yes, people can get involved via on the internet. We have a social media page that's live, and you can put votes in. But the main idea here is just raise your voice. It's time that we raise our voices for animals in our country and to stand up for our country, because we're not going to have anything left. They don't have a voice. And if we're proudly Namibian, it's about time that we do it. So for us, raise your voices, make it public, spread it all over the world. We need to change this, and hopefully it's going to be quick, that it's not going to cost too much money. And there will be a bank account created for this campaign. So people can raise funds and help us. Every cent will help, for sure, because at this stage, it comes out of our pockets. But one thing I can tell everybody is we're not going to stop and we're not going to give up. We're going to fight for this.
I love that. Marlies van Vieren and Colette Massier of Kuse. Hey, I got it, eh? Come on, Colette, you try one. You've been there much longer.
Like I said, almost 9 years, actually. Marlies is going to kill me now. Nkuse. And Marlies is, I've got a treat for you now, Marlies. Marlies is going to say zebra for Namibians out there in Zuntwa.
Zuntwa, okay.
Go on.
Right. Zebra.
Okay, zebra.
Going ko.
Ach, du so oulik. It is quite cool. Can I give you a word? I'm one of those girls. Can I hear it again?
Going ko ko. So it sounds like the sound that, or their name is actually the sound that they make.
Oh, wow.
Going ko ko.
Yes, it is cool. This bio cool. We're going to get back to the music. We've got Don Henley up next with Boys of Summer. Marlies van Vieren and Colette Massier wat by my kom kuier het. You can find them on Facebook. They've got the whole story about our conservation dream, your conservation adventure. So many properties. There are so many different ways in which you can get involved and have fun with it at the same time. It's, they've got their Justice for Animals campaign, if you feel strongly about that as well. Contact them, hook up with them, and collaborate with them. Anything else that you ladies would like to share before we get back to the music?
I'm just going to say one last time, it's time to show your voice, hear your voice, make it heard for Justice for Animals. And please, any cases of animal abuse that you've experienced or you know about, please report to the Nkuse Foundation. It's what we stand for.
That is awesome. I love what these ladies do. We've got Don Henley, Boys of Summer, 24 minute voor 1, juist by Nova, 1035. Onthou 083 000 1035 via Telegram.